WA.
Gerald TR.
Hey, bud. What's happening?
Nothing. Just got finished with breakfast and washing up the dishes and watching Collector show on 50-3 about, it's called Revan, about old automobiles. And Bernice is cleaning out the cabinet below the faucets there so that the folks can install our new dishwasher later today.
Cars, none of them are made to last more than about 150,000 miles anymore.
Well, I don't know. This other one was just getting to where it didn't wash dishes well, and you can spend $200 or $300 on a service call to replace the sensor. I just didn't want to fool with it, so I said, just get another one.
Count no, disposable society, bro.
The proper term is planned obsolescence.
A little different term. Just crap.
And it's been really a good one. We've had it, I don't know, how many years you think you had that one? Almost 10. So, yeah, I can't complain about that. And I'm sure it would go more if you'd want to wait on a serviceman. I'm not going to work on it. They're pain in the butt to work on. And I can't get down there to do it anyway. So, like you say, just replace it.
There you go. Yep. Well, I had a man come out and take a look at my driveway today. And I am hoping that I'm going to be able to get my driveway paved. It's going to hurt. It's going to hurt a lot. My driveway's a little over 1,500 feet.
She'd ask. I got a person that did our driveway about 8 years ago. It hasn't, so far, knock on wood, got one crack in it. And he does some masterful things, beautiful things. And he's extremely reasonable. And I'd have to explain more on the telephone to you. But if you want to get another bid, I can give you his phone number.
What you do? Why don't you go ahead and email that to me, and I'll pick it up that way.
Be sure and tell him that Tom and Bernice recommended him. And I not only recommend him, I highly recommend him. He's a very honest person. Has done wonders with his daughter that I won't go into over the radio. His wife wasn't so good. But don't say I said that. But, and he would not want you to mention that, by the way. But, at any rate, just a great guy. He just, we were here from my neighbor the other day, and he's going to come back and do some work on our carport, some cracks over there when he gets time. But, oh, man, this guy does a wonderful job. When I done it, and it's been quite a few years ago, it was half what anybody else wanted. And, again, he's honest. You can walk off and leave him with the keys to the house, and it'll still be there when you get back. And I don't say that about too many, Steve. I'll send it to you.
It's not T&D, is it?
Can you give me a phone call?
Get on up here a little ways. I'm driving right now. And play with the microphone while I'm driving, but I don't like to use the phone that much, trying to dial numbers and all that kind of stuff while I'm driving. My puny little brain don't work as good as multitasking as it used to.
Well, I could call you if you want me to. If it makes it easier, I'll just wait. There's no hurry, but we're gonna go out and get a new barbecue here in a minute. And so I'll be out hooking up the trailer.
tell you what, just go ahead and email it to me, and I'll get it that way. And I'll get it when I stop up here. So, well, let's go into try-on and have a little try-on fun today. Go up here to work on an antique.
Try-on to work on an antique, so it must be an x-ray machine.
Should have been retired a long time ago.
Yes, sir.
It still works, but there's a lot better ways to get the job done with half of the dosage these days.
That would weigh heavily on my mind. I don't know whether you should restore that or not. I can't hardly even get them to do a chest x-ray anymore. I had a doctor say I should have one once a year, but they just don't want to do that.
Get paid nothing for it anymore.
That?
It's insurance, Medicare, Medicaid, the way it is. But you can't even take the equipment anymore. It's a good diagnostic tool, but, you know, it's a little bit stupid the way they do things.
Well, I had a lot of lung surgeries done in that, and I like to stay ahead of that. There's not too many survivors of lung cancer unless you catch it very, very early. And so I kind of watch that stuff.
Lung cancer?
No, but, about 30 years after I had four different lung surgeries, shall we say. Four or five, I don't know. It's been a long time ago, see. They informed me that on the left one, they took part of it out, and then they go in there, and a layman's explanation is they sandpaper the two surfaces, the lung and the side of the rib cage, the pleural cavity, and then they poured some talc in there to make a scar, and that they found out about 10 years ago that talc can cause cancer. And this gentleman I went to for a colonoscopy was telling me about it, and he seen that big scar on my back, and he says, well, you want the good news or the bad news? I said, I don't want any news. And he told me about that, and I said, I told you not to tell me that. And he said, from now on, he said, you should get an x-ray every year. But that's what they used back when I was in the service many, many years ago. And it's a talc for a pleurisis or a pleural abrasion, they call it. So I don't have a pleural cavity on the left side, and my left side is extremely touchy. Talk to you later. Send your OTR.